Environmental advocates David Gall says years of budget cuts at the State Department of Environmental Conservation, known as the DEC, has led to a one-third reduction of staff and an even greater decrease in the number of inspections of potential polluters.
DEC is looking less and finding less.
Gall says his group's report finds inspections of power plant sites and their smokestack emissions are down by 44%, and inspection of potential water pollution sites have plummeted by 74%. Perhaps as a result, there are one quarter fewer enforcement actions against polluters.
What that means for New York's environment is that we've got polluters and industry that's self-reporting, and no one's really looking over their shoulder. And that raises a lot of real concerns for us.
And Gall says the lack of action could be harmful to New Yorkers' health. Their report finds that in Tonawanda, in western New York, residents had to resort to homemade air tests to prove that Tonawanda coke was polluting the town's air. Part of the plant's land had already been classified as a Superfund site. The company was ultimately charged with 19 federal Clean Air Act violations. And they say it took the efforts of the group Riverkeeper, which advocates for clean water in the Hudson River, to convince the DEC to investigate sewage contamination from a discharge pipe maintained by the City of Troy and Rensselaer County sewer districts. In that case, says Gall, the DEC decided against issuing any fines, even though they could have slapped the city and county with a $500,000 penalty for the violations.
The burden now is on the citizens groups and watchdog groups like environmental advocates to highlight those kinds of problems.
While the budget cuts began before the current governor, Andrew Cuomo, took office, the group says Cuomo has not done enough to fight for restored funding and more frequent inspections.
Clearly, they need more resources. Our message to the governor is that during the budget process for this year, Governor Cuomo needs to prioritize environmental enforcement and prioritize the agency.
The Cuomo administration issued a sharply worded rebuttal, saying that the report on the inspections is flawed and distorts key facts, omits others, and outright ignores this administration's strong environmental record. DEC spokesman Peter Constantakis says all of the state's hazardous waste facilities were inspected in 2012, and he says the decline in smokestack inspections was due to a change in the way the tests are conducted. He says there are fewer enforcement actions because industry is behaving better on its own. Constantakis says DEC officials provided environmental advocates with correct data, but he claims they proceeded to publish inaccurate information. A spokesman for environmental advocates responded, saying the group based its report on the information that the DEC gave to the federal government. Spokesman Travis Prue says if the data is inaccurate, then it's the Department of Environmental Conservation's fault. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.